For WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. A grand jury no-bills a Dell County woman who shot a man five times at a park last year. The attorney for Michaela Newby believes the grand jury saw the shooting as a clear case of self-defense and declined to indict his client for attempted murder. Newby said a man began to threaten her and her children who were playing on a Midland City basketball court last February. A credit union is opening in Rehoboth specifically for students. The All-In Credit Union will train and employ Rehoboth High School students to help them build workforce skills. It's set to open ahead of the 2024-25 school year. The Rehoboth branch will be the second student workforce All-In location in the Wiregrass. And March is National Reading Month, and in honor of that, the Daleville Public Library is expanding its reach by placing 15 little libraries at various locations. The little library is a place where anyone can pick up a book to read or leave a book for others to enjoy, all for free. The Headland man arrested following a standoff this week will face gun and domestic violence charges. Police say Rory Cole got into an argument with his mother, went outside and fired a pistol in the air about eight times before barricading himself inside a neighbor's home. Cole eventually surrendered. The firearm he used had the serial number scratched off. The interim mayor of Bonne Fay won the election outright on Tuesday. Larry Cook beat his challenger Jason Powell by close to 100 votes in the municipal election. Cook took over for Dr. Emily McCann last September after she resigned. Cook will serve the 1 year remaining in McCann's 2-year term. New and expanding companies are still investing billions of dollars in Alabama. The governor's office announced yesterday that investments totaled well over $6 billion in 2023, which is down from $10 billion the year before. More than 8,000 new jobs were created last year. And that's the latest look at your headlines from WiregrassDailyNews.com. I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 1039.